For centuries, home has been hard to define for the ethnic community known as the Garifuna. Many sought safe haven in New York beginning in the 1940s after struggling with colonial powers in the Caribbean region. The Garifuna have largely maintained a low profile until now. Ahead of the 2010 census, reporter Jesse Hardman finds out why community leaders are mobilizing the Garifuna to be counted.
Ruben Goiti sounds like a typical East Coaster.
For a living, I dispatch limos. Lots of fun. But I'm also a musician. Yeah, I've been in the Bronx for about 16 or 17 years by now.
You'd never know it from the accent, but English is actually Goiti's third language. A native of Honduras, he also speaks Spanish and is currently relearning a language that shares its name with his ethnic group, Garifuna.
The most popular greeting you'll hear, very likely, is the Garifuna for good morning, and it's Buiti Binafi.
When Ruben Goiti walks down the street in the South Bronx, people probably assume he's black because of his skin color, or Latino because he can speak Spanish. Officially, he's neither. Like all Garifuna, Goiti is the descendant of shipwrecked slaves who landed ashore in St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the 1600s. They intermarried with Caribbean indigenous groups and spawned an entirely new and distinct ethnic community with its own language, beliefs, and practices. Goiti's people have been trying to hold on to their unique culture ever since.
Hi.
The Saturday morning scene at Casa Yuramain, a converted old convent in the South Bronx, suggests they've done just that. Goiti and a dozen other teens and adults are taking a weekly Garifuna language class. Casa Yuramain is a community haven full of old ancestral photos and cultural artifacts like wood utensils. Not only does it look and sound like a Garifuna revival, it smells like one too. Mirta Colon is cooking up some of the typical dishes from her native Honduran village.
We're cooking hudutu. This is one of the main Garifuna dishes. Mashed plantains and fish soup.
The Garifuna historically were punished for expressing their culture and language back in their countries of origin, a list that includes Belize, Guatemala, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Nicaragua, and Honduras. Bronx resident Maria Elena Baltazar says because of that, not everybody born Garifuna stays in the community.
We've always lived among other people. In Honduras and Guatemala, we live among the majority. And so, you know, you're trying to be like this person. You're trying to be in this class of people. So you have to negate what you are in order to fit in.
Baltazar admits in the past she and her Garifuna friends have tended to assimilate outside the home, passing as black or Latino. And when they get home and close the doors, they're Garifuna again. But community leader Jose Avila says, why not be Garifuna all the time? In the past year, he's organized cultural gatherings, award ceremonies, and even Garifuna Month in the Bronx. Avila is convinced that more than 100,000 Garifuna live in New York, and he's trying to use the upcoming 2010 census to prove it.
It's not just about being counted, it's about resource allocation. It's about housing, it's about transportation, it's about education, which translates into schools.
Avila's busy giving talks and showing PowerPoints, explaining how easy it is to be counted and why it's important. He says in the last census, hundreds of thousands of Bronx residents marked other for their ethnicity. In order for the Garifuna to get an accurate tally, they simply need to write in the name of their group. Every third Sunday of the month, the Garifuna celebrate their culture with a traditional mass at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in the Bronx. Women in colorful blue and pink traditional dresses and headscarves dance down the aisle, accompanied by men on drums and tambourines. Following the mass, 47-year-old Raul Melendez leans against the church, trying to stay warm in a driving rain. Melinda says he loves the U.S., but being Garifuna is more important to him.
The Garifuna person who doesn't speak Garifuna has no identity. The person who has no identity, who has no origin, is buried.
2 years from now, when the new census results are released, Raul Melendez will find out for the first time just how many of his fellow Garifuna living in the U.S. agree with him. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Hardman in New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.